Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzuk. This is the show His Ability, and I'm also the owner of a home health care company, Home Care, as in Udaly Home Care Plus in Garden City. We host this show so that we can reach out to the handicapped community, and we're a Christian business, so we also have Christian subjects on this program. We want to talk today. We've been on the subject of healing for weeks. We're going to take a step aside from that and actually address something I believe God's been putting on my heart to share. Addressing something that actually is very prominent in the handicapped community, and I'm going to tell you why. We're going to talk about this verse that Mark, you've quoted this many times as a kind of a weapon against discord and strife in life. You like to keep yourself in peace, right?
Yes, I do.
Peace is very important to you, and this verse is James 3:16, where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. This has become really, really powerful in our lives. So we've been quoting this and remembering it, and we're just studying it. And also Romans 12:18, wherever, how does it go? If it, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with all people. And how to implement that in your life. Well, the reason I want to talk about this is because I noticed as a home care owner and dealing with disabilities, people with disabilities, that, one of the things that they deal with is, and I deal, I've dealt with, I'm in a wheelchair myself for 23 years. And, when you don't have the ability to have kind of control over yourself, your body, or things, you can't do what you used to do, you get frustrated, and you want that control. So I think that sometimes people start to become argumentative and we would call it taking things out on others. But I believe it's part one of the reasons we get into strife. We want to gain control over something in our lives again, and we feel kind of powerful when we do that. So that is one of the reasons that people get into strife. And what strife is just arguing and being kind of throwing arrows at people, right?
Taking superiority over people.
Give us the
And
definition.
the definition of strife is exertion or contention for superiority, contest of emulation, either by intellectual or physical efforts. Contention, anger, enmity, contest, struggle, and victory. Somebody who may be physically challenged, where they can't find as much control over their life in the physical world, they may resort to controlling other people,
Through arguing, I guess.
arguing, fighting, wanting things their
Cutting them
way.
down.
Yep. So that's where this rolls.
And what we're going to do today is talk about the reasons why, how to identify strife, first of
Right.
all.
Yeah, strife. Well, let's look at
We're
this
going to
verse, where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. This is like a cause and effect. If there's envy and strife, there's confusion, and you're opening the door to Satan. So, how do we recognize that we're in strife, right?
Right. Well, what we're going to do is, I have one. We have a one of our family members with us today, Dana. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Dana's Mark's daughter and my stepdaughter, and we think that our teenagers are subject to a lot of strife sometimes, in school, and the friends and the things that happen between friends and the way that people talk to each other. And Dana, let's just talk for a minute about examples of how you might find yourself involved in strife and arguing. What do you think causes people to want to get into an argument?
Like, they think that if they win the argument, it might be like a power over them. Like, they're like, well, I have something against you now. Like, you don't want to argue with me again. They think that they have like control over the situation.
Oh, like, don't mess with me.
Yeah, like...
I'm going to win.
Like, I'm tougher than you because I won that argument. Or, like, okay. even, like, a fight or something. Something, okay. like, physical or a mental.
Interesting. And we also want
to... Wow, that opens up a whole realm of thoughts, doesn't it? It's like, you know, David and Goliath. Don't mess with me. I'm badder than you. Right, right. Ever again.
Yeah. And then the other word here, envy... is really deep too. Mark, what's that about?
Yeah, let's see. Envying, feeling uneasiness at the superior condition and or happiness of another. So an example would be, let's say it's your sister's birthday, Dana, and so she's opening up all these gifts, and while you're watching her opening these gifts, envy could be telling you things like, well, I didn't get that when it was my birthday, or how come she got, you know, envy is all about me. It's looking at somebody else's good fortune and blessings, and you're applying it to yourself, like, well, I didn't get that. How come I'm not in favor? How come I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, actually, I have an example of that. Like, I have one of my friends of mine, like, they'll come to my house and stuff, and they'll bring, like, all these new clothes that they have, and they show me, and they're like, look at this. And, like, I can't be happy for them because, like, I can, but, like, I don't have what they have, and it makes me, like, well, I want that, and so I'm not going to be happy for you because it's something that I don't have. Like, I can't share that happiness with them because I don't have it, and, like, I'm not satisfied either.
So you've discovered that you have, like, envy. Like, it just comes over you now. There's opportunities where people can throw things in your face, like, look what I have, and they want you to envy them. Do you think that that could be going on? Or do you think that it's something that you should be able to get rid of? I mean...
I think any demonic spirit you can get rid of, like, but you have to, like, believe that it will go away. Yeah, it might take time, but, like...
Well, just, you ask the Lord to help you, you know.
Yeah, and, like, you can avoid it. In a way, too, like, if they show you, like, their clothing, you could be like, well, and you think about saying, I don't really care, or, like, thinking that thought, you can, like, rebuke that right away. You don't have to have that right. stuck
the
in your
memory. The first step is recognizing that this is wrong. Oh, this is envy. Oh, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. You know, this is a typical example of applying when the Pharisees, the lawyers, challenged Jesus, and they said, well, you know, which is the greatest commandment? He gave two commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is like it, to love others as you love yourself. This is an example when you're watching somebody who has a blessing, whether it's a gift or they're showing you something that they recently bought, for you to love them as you would love yourself. And you kind of mentally put yourself in their position and go, well, if that was me showing the things that I got, and I'm just trying to share the blessings that I have, I would want them to be happy for me.
It's like people, like, you treat people like the way you want to be treated.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
So do you think that, can you think of any other times that you've been, we're going to just talk a little bit more about strife and then what that causes in your life, because of the scripture tells us, like, times that you've been involved in strife or arguing that you may be, like, stir it up for some reason?
Yeah, like, I have this, like, girl at my school I used to be friends with, and then we just started not liking each other because she had, like, I don't know, she had something that I wanted, and then, like, I wanted to leave her alone for a while, like, to let everything, like, so I wouldn't be so mad at her, but she kept, like, starting the conversation. Like, I did too. Like, I'd text her and start a bunch of stuff that I shouldn't. But I did because I wanted to feel like the bigger person. I wanted to be like, well, you know, I have something against her. Like I said before.
Like power?
Yeah. Like I'm tougher than you, so you can back off now. Like, stuff like that.
Wow.
So it turned into, our arguing turned into, like, a actual, like, something that was serious. Like, it wasn't just mental fighting. It was physical fighting.
So it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah. Oh. Like, and then I just started avoiding it and, like, not talking to her, not even looking at her. And now... there's, like, no problem with it now.
So what seemed to be fun at first, or giving you some kind of a rush, or, you know, making you feel good about yourself, turned into a physical fight.
Yeah, like, I did have, like, right after the fight, I had felt sophisticated about myself. Like, you know, I just fought her, so I'm, like,
You're all puffed up.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I just fought someone, so everyone's going to be like, Dana, you're so sweet now. You know, so I felt like that at school. But then when I came back, everyone was like, well, whatever, it was just a fight.
That's crazy, because really the true power and strength is demonstrated by loving people when they're not lovable. It takes way more power and strength to do that than it does to give in to, you know, hatred or, you know, being mean to people. And especially if you're really in strife, then you're stirring up your friends too. You know, you're getting your friends involved. Well, you know what she said, you know what they did.
So you know what that's all about. Every time, like, she goes to the same school as me, and before my third hour, I'd pass her all the time, and I'd just tell my friends about how much I didn't like her. Yeah. And like, it's not like it hurt her. It didn't do anything to her. Like, it hurt me.
Right. And you know, that's really the whole key behind this is, even though the person you're talking about can't hear you, what you're really doing when you operate in strife and in envy is you're opening a door wide open, and you're saying, Satan, have at me. I'm not working in forgiveness. I'm not working in love. I'm not working in peace. I'm not edifying or uplifting other people. I'm tearing down. I'm trying to destroy. You're doing exactly what Satan is doing. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what you're doing. You're opening a door up to yourself, and you're saying, come on in. I'm open and willing and ready for you to, you know, you put the welcome mat out and the light on, and come on in, Satan.
But like, the problem that I have is I feel like at the time, like, that's the only way I can get rid of my anger is by like showing it towards other people, like being mad at someone else for something they didn't even do.
Now, you know what? Based on the scripture, I think that we could say that Satan speaks to us that way and convinces us that venting, because we hear psychologically that venting is good for you, you know, you're getting rid of it, but it's actually a lie, because what we're talking about is that you're inviting in more strife, more confusion. So you think to yourself, you're being lied to, and you're being told, getting this off your chest is going to be good for you. I have to get it out. So now you're being told, you know, to agree with doing that, and then it's just a lie, and it brings in confusion and every evil thing into your life.
Yeah, I'm sure that if
about 30 seconds.
I'm sure that if I, like, listen, like, I didn't bring out my anger before, like, we wouldn't have as much problems that we had before. Like, we'd probably be friends right now, for all I know.
So now you know that based on the scripture, and you can speak this out of your mouth, for where envying and strife is, there's confusion in every evil work. You can use that scripture, speak it out of your mouth every day, all day long, and try to stop yourself from participating in these kind of things, right? And start to watch the peace, you know, coming into your life, right?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Awesome. There's a verse, First Corinthians chapter 14, God is not the author of confusion. If you're experiencing confusion with friendships,
it's a symptom.
It's a symptom. It's probably a symptom of James 3:16.
And that's good for all everybody, handicapped people, everybody that's experiencing confusion in their lives. Thanks for joining us. You can hear this show again on hisability.com. It's going to be archived. And thanks for joining me today, Dana.
Thank you.
We'll be talking next week more about this with Mark and I. Thanks. Bye.